You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan with you, and I am joined by Grove Miller, who is with GAIN, which stands for Global Arts and Innovation Network. You were hearing a little bit of some of GAIN's curated music in the intro for this interview. He is going to be showcasing an interactive music installation at tonight's Mixed Media Solstice Party happening at the National Museum of Wildlife Art from 6 to 9. Grove, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, so could you start by telling us a little bit about your nonprofit, GAIN?
Yeah, GAIN is a local arts education nonprofit. We started 2 to 3 years ago. Just some musician friends of mine. We wanted to do more interactive, electronic, digital-based arts education. We'll actually do anything from hand drum classes all the way up to programming light shows. I've done a lot of work with my good friend Sheena and her Wilson elementary class. We've done a after-school program past 3 years where kids have used iPads to design their own interactive light control system. And we've done a past couple years, we've been in the high school theater. So kids have been able to program their entire light shows and videos. And we even did some animations last year that would accompany their end-of-school performances. So we're trying to specialize in, I don't know, more of like a consulting team where we can send our staff out into the field, into schools, after school programs that might already have a little music going on. Maybe they have like a songwriting class or something, and we can come in and help them get started with GarageBand or plug in some different synthesizers, work with video lights. This software program we use is based out of San Francisco, and it's if anybody's Radiohead fans out there, Johnny Greenwood, their guitar player, has been using this for decades now to design custom guitar effects, synth tones, control MIDI software. So yeah, it's a pretty amazing, it's evolved all the way to control robotics now. And it's a great way for kids to get into some basic programming concepts in a format that's a lot more friendly than just computer class. So it has an artistic goal behind it.
Yeah, and I know most people are familiar with STEM education, but could you speak a little bit about STEAM education, which GAIN kind of operates under?
Yeah, so we've been learning the official lingo, I guess, as we go along growing our nonprofit. And STEM has been big in schools for a long time, science, tech, engineering, math. And then someone had a great idea to throw the arts in there because they always get left out, marginalized. I think we should just call it A, arts. Basically, yeah, it's combining technology and arts. Our mission is to nurture and inspire arts and innovation wherever possible. And I feel like arts and innovation kind of create this great feedback cycle where a lot of scientific developments come through artistic projects. And likewise, the arts have a lot to learn from scientific developments, and that really shines.
If you're just tuning in, I am here with Grove Miller with GAIN, which stands for Global Arts and Innovation Network. He is going to be showcasing an interactive music installation at tonight's Mixed Media Solstice Party at the National Museum of Wildlife Art from 6 to 9. Yeah, Grove, can you tell us a little more about the interactive installations that you're going to have set up tonight at the museum?
We're basically going to set up a big foam floor, have people kick their shoes off, set up a bunch of synthesizers, theremins, guitars, drums, and have people kind of get behind the scenes of an interactive electronic DJ set. So if you come out tonight, the Wildlife Museum 6 to 9, you'll see a lot of really, really cool, innovative, not just musical, but we'll have light shows that are tempo synced. We'll have an iPad where people can come up and actually play with the lights. My good friend Chris and I are going to be doing most of the music, and we did a bunch of really cool hydro dip paintings last night, that'll interact with the lights. We'll have a video projection and some chances to win some lesson packages from GAIN. We'll have a drawing contest where people can draw live on the projected videos above where we're playing, and for a chance to win some individual or group lesson packages from our nonprofit. So,
yeah, tell us a little bit more about what else will be happening at the Mixed Media Solstice Party tonight. I know you brought a friend in with you that's also involved.
Yeah. So Ren is a good friend of mine from Spread the Love is another local nonprofit. You want to cue us in a little bit about?
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, cheers.
I'm really excited about this too, tomorrow night. My name's Ren Fialka, and I'm with the Spread the Love Commission. And we're also a local and national nonprofit. We're outreach for homeless and displaced people, and that looks different in different areas. Locally, we've been focusing the last couple of years helping families that are vulnerable from our housing crisis, just dealing with potential evictions or other things to just keep families together and under a roof. And then nationally, we do really big distributions in larger cities. And one of the wonderful things that we just started incorporating is music. So a mutual friend of ours that Grove already mentioned, Sheena, came down with us last time to Salt Lake City for our distribution. And it was beautiful. I've been wanting to incorporate music into our distributions for a long time because it's a huge unifier. And it's a way to really like gain the trust of people that are already so traumatized and to really just bring what we really want to do is bring the awareness to the general public of what the homeless situation really is and that there's a lot more commonality than difference. So we're really looking forward to working with Gain in the future with more music. And he is allowing us to show our first video at some point tonight. And it's just about our Salt Lake City distribution, and we're really excited to share it with everybody.
Well, if you want to hear more about Gain tonight, as well as Spread the Love, you can head on out to the National Museum of Wildlife Art from 6 to 9 for the Mixed Media Solstice Party. Grove, I know you wanted to leave us with a little track. Can you tell us briefly a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's nothing special. It's just it's mostly some demo tapes, rehearsal tapes, what Chris and I have been working up. What you've been listening to is kind of our... it'll give you a taste of what's going on, but we've evolved a lot since then, so there'll be a lot of cool stuff to check out, and lots to learn about just great nonprofits doing great local work.
Great. Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.